Singapore proposes stablecoin license with 100% reserve rule. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has put forward a licensing framework for stablecoin issuers that ties approval to two hard conditions: reserves held at 100% of coins in circulation and no interest paid to the people who hold the coins. The proposal was reported by Wu Blockchain on September 1, 2026, citing the regulator's own materials. The framing matters. Singapore is not treating a stablecoin as a savings instrument. It is treating it as a payment token that must always be redeemable at par, and it is drawing a line between a regulated stablecoin and anything that behaves like a deposit or a fund. The two conditions that define the license full reserve backing is the first pillar. An issuer holding a MAS license would need reserve assets equal to the entire float of its stablecoin, so that every unit outstanding can be redeemed for its face value. This rules out fractional models where an issuer lends out part of the backing and keeps only a buffer against redemptions. The second pillar, the ban on holder interest, is the one that reshapes product design. A stablecoin under this regime cannot advertise a yield to attract holders. That pushes stablecoins firmly into the payments and settlement lane rather than the savings lane, and it keeps them from competing directly with regulated deposit-taking banks for retail money. Singapore has been building toward this for a while. MAS finalized the broad outline of a stablecoin framework in 2023, setting expectations around reserve quality, capital, and redemption at par. The September 2026 proposal reads as the operational licensing layer on top of that groundwork, rather than a reversal of it, a stricter reading than most jurisdictions placed next to other 2026 stablecoin rule books. The Singapore approach sits on the conservative end. The UK handed the Bank of England a stablecoin innovation mandate that leans on the central bank to shape payment-focused rules, while Japan's FSA has pushed for a tax filing exemption on trust-type stablecoins to encourage issuance. Both signal openness. Singapore's version is narrower by design. It accepts issuers only if they give up the two features, fractional reserves and holder yield, that make stablecoins most profitable and most risky. For issuers, the trade is credibility for margin. A MAS-licensed coin carries a regulatory stamp that institutional counterparties and payment partners tend to want. The cost is that the issuer cannot fund itself by paying out reserve income to holders or by running the float like a money market book. Revenue has to come from float income the issuer keeps, transaction rails or enterprise services, not from an interest war for retail balances. The settlement layer behind crypto card stablecoins are the settlement layer underneath a growing share of crypto cards. When you tap a card that draws from a stablecoin balance, the value moving to the merchant is almost always a dollar peg token converted at the point of sale. A rule that forces full backing and par redemption is, in plain terms, a rule that makes that settlement token safer to hold between the moment you load it and the moment you spend it. The no-interest condition cuts the other way for anyone who parks money in a stablecoin expecting it to grow. Under a Singapore license, the coin is a spending and transfer tool, not a place to earn. Holders who want yield would need to look at products that carry their own risk and their own regulatory treatment, and would need to weigh counterparty exposure that a fully reserved, par-redeemable coin is specifically built to avoid. There's a jurisdictional angle, too. Singapore has positioned itself as a hub where licensed digital asset activity can operate with clear rules, and a defined stablecoin license adds another approved category to that stack. Issuers that clear the MAS bar get a base from which to serve the region under a recognized regime. The signal for the next wave of issuers. The near-term effect is a filter. Issuers that were counting on reserve yield or holder interest to grow will not fit the licenses described and will either restructure or operate outside it. Issuers that already run conservative, fully backed models get a formal path to approval and a credential to show partners. The proposal is still at the framework stage, and the detail that decides how workable it is, the exact reserve composition rules, capital requirements, audit cadence, and transition timeline, will land in the full consultation and any final regulation. For now, the headline is unambiguous. To be a licensed stablecoin in Singapore, back it fully and pay holders nothing.